Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your Hall of Fame financial advisor, Jim Bird.
Hello, folks.
Financial advisor, Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
What's on the agenda today, guys?
Well, you know, we got a lot on the agenda today, Gary. We got a lot of different things we've been covering. Let's talk about some of the things we've had this week. I know we had some unique cases this week.
We have, and you know how I like to throw everybody a curve. So I'm going to throw you a big curve this morning because I think we are at an important time in history. Do y'all know what watershed means? Do you know the definition of watershed?
Watershedding is an event or period making a turning point in a course of action or state of affairs.
You cheated.
I did.
That's okay. Because we want.
Now let me tell you the
simple
version.
That's where water runs off.
Let me tell you the simple version of that. It's an event that by necessity changes what comes after it, and I think COVID-19 is a prime example of watershedding.
Aha.
Absolutely. What has happened in the last 15 months? You know, some parts of the economy, big cities, are still not open up. Now, we're lucky in the South. You know, we have more space around us, so we don't have as many people. So that doesn't insulate us anymore, and people still need to get vaccinated. The statistic last night was that 70% of us are not vaccinated. That means 7 out of 10 people you walk around on the street have not been vaccinated. That's a scary thing.
It could be because they feel the vaccine could be as worse or worse than the actual virus.
You hearing that, Gary?
Somebody on the news said last night he was not going to take it, even though he knows COVID is real, because he doesn't trust the government, he doesn't trust the politicians, and he just doesn't believe their message. Okay, we can't change that. But think about this, a watershed moment. We have had watershed events in the last 100 years that changed our country. The Depression of the 20s and 30s. That showed us how fragile an unregulated stock market was. The OPEC oil embargo in the 1970s that uncovered how fragile we are when we depend on another country for our oil. The technology burst in 2000 that had another major stock market correction. And then the mortgage crisis of 2007 and 2008, where hopefully people don't remember, over a period of 2 years, people's investment accounts went down by 37%. Now, if you retired in any one of those years, you had to change your lifestyle. So COVID is one of the new watershed moments that we have to think about how we're going to change our decisions so that we can protect our financial savings. Our government just put trillions of dollars in additional spending on our national debt. That was a good thing.
That's a good analogy, Gary. Good analogy. And we talk about that all the time. You got to be prepared. And if you're in the market without any downside protection, you cannot protect yourself.
Exactly.
So that's why we sell guaranteed stuff. Guaranteed. You know, that
It's guaranteed based on the claims paying ability of the companies we represent. So, yeah. But the important thing is we help people look for consistent, reliable, dependable growth, and we help insulate them against the need to take chances in the market at a point in their life where they really shouldn't be taking chances.
Exactly.
And you do so by offering complimentary consultations to our radio program listeners and or seats to an upcoming seminar.
Yes.
So all one has to do is pick up the phone and call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne and request an appointment or seats to an upcoming seminar. Those numbers are 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
But, you know, Laura, you just said something important. It's important that you do something.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to give you an example of something that happens in our office all the time. People come into the office, and they want to take control of their 401k because they're tired of somebody else managing it. Well, they've been letting someone else do it for years. Your employer's been making the payroll deduction. They've been providing you some options for different strategies within that 401k. And then you decide, well, I'm retiring. I want to be in control of that because it's time to retire and it's time for you to take the responsibility. Well, they sit down with Vicki. And they think, oh, my money's just sitting in one place. Vicki, what happens when you get on the phone and you start helping a client look at how their money is distributed in their 401k? Do you find some of it is in there tax-deferred, tax-exempt? What do you find?
When someone comes into the office or we're on a conference call and trying to help facilitate answers for individuals to find out exactly what is in their 401k, we find various things, various ways that the account is set up. And sometimes the individual doesn't know that it's set up in multiple ways. But they are very informed on their 401ks because they watch it and they notice the difference, especially if they're watching the news with anything that can make their 401k fluctuate. Such as market volatility, because one thing I've learned with you guys is your 401k is tied to the stock market in one way or another. And you do have options within your 401k when you check with your HR department to maybe kind of help prevent any further declines by changing some of the allocations or some of the indices that your 401k may offer.
Well, most of the people we see coming in 401ks, they're going either in the market and they're losing money or tired of going up down the market, or they put all their money in the fixed account, which right now in this environment is low interest rates, and they're paying high fees for that.
Yes.
And so they don't want to do that. They're looking for alternatives to do that. We have alternatives to that.
Yes. And Vicki, I agree with you that some people, I think it's very few, actually look at their 401ks and look at them every year. I think more people than less just rely on the payroll deductions to show that their account grows. They think about how changing allocations, but they don't really do it. Because, Jim, think of how many people come into our office, and we look at their 401k, and they say, well, I think I've got it in safe places, and they're 100% in the stock market.
Yeah, it's not real safe places in the stock market. I mean, you can put it all in bonds, but that's not safe either.
And the problem with bonds right now is they're not paying any interest. And do you know why?
Interest rates are down.
And why are interest rates down? This is a big thing. Who owes more money in the country right now than anybody?
The government.
The government. So the government has to pay interest on our national debt. When interest rates go up, the government has to pay a higher interest rate on the bonds that they're selling. Well, where do they get the money to pay the interest? They get it from taxes. They have to tax us. So I want to go back to watershed for a minute. COVID is a watershed moment because of what it could do to our tax structure in the future. You know, think of how many proposals we see in the last few weeks about raising different taxes. if you've put $100,000 in your 401k and you're in a 25% tax bracket, we say this at our seminars, you own $75,000 of it. If you're a 25% tax bracket, your 401k has $100,000 in it, 25% of that belongs to the IRS. They have let you put it in there before That's paying right. taxes. If they raise your taxes 10%, instead of your 401k having $75,000 for you to spend, you're in a 35% tax bracket, you have $65,000 to spend.
Belongs to Uncle Sam. You're
right. Belongs to the Uncle Sam. Now, you know what? That is going to happen, okay? You know, we can sit here and argue all day long about how we can make our tax rates go down, but you and I as individual people don't determine our tax rates. We don't.
We can determine our financial future by picking up the phone and seeking consultation, a complimentary consultation with Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird and his staff at Safe Harbor Financial Services. Just call and say you heard it on the radio and you'd like to learn more. The numbers are 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And you like to remind folks of the website.
I really do, because, you know, we're in the office from usually, I was kidding Victoria on the way in, we got a boss that's a slave driver. She has us in there at 8 o'clock in the morning, ready to answer the phones. And if we're lucky, we get out around 4:30 or 5. The financial markets close around 3:30, so our ability to move things after that, a little bit limited, but quite often we're in there till 5 or 6. But we're in the office because we're there for our clients. Now, we talked about taxes. What is the other biggest threat to the safety and security of keeping money during all your retirement years?
Risk.
Risk. Okay, I'm great. Tell me one of the biggest risks. Now, I'll tell you what, I'll give you the answer. Longevity.
Yeah.
How do you make your money last all your life?
It's got to be in some guaranteed funds, guaranteed lifetime incomes, things like that. You can't do it in the market. There's no guarantees in the market, folks. You may be rich 1 year, next year it could be down 30-40%, just like you said earlier.
2007, 2008, I had $100,000 in it. If I take a 27% drop, well, just, and that doesn't include what I'm going to pay on taxes when I pull it out.
That's right. Taxes are there irregardless, so you got to pay the taxes, folks. So you got to, it's imperative that you have some guaranteed income as part of your portfolio in your 401k, or you can't get it in your 401k, but you got to have it outside your 401k, and that's what we come in, giving you some guaranteed income, guaranteed your lifetime, guaranteed you cannot outlive for you and your spouse.
Yes, because also, you have to depend on a paycheck.
And also, if you got, there's other factors that can impair your income. If you got nursing home coverage, you don't have nursing home coverage, then you got to pay that out of your pocket, folks. That comes out of your pocket. There's no government going to take till you're broke and spend down all your assets. The government's not going to pay for long-term care.
Yes.
So we got long-term care built into some of our products that you can get free long-term care.
It helps cover the cost of long-term care expenses, because you know who the largest provider of long-term health care expenses are in the country? Medicaid.
Right.
And Medicaid is a state-by-state program. So if you do not have the means to support yourself, the state of Alabama will provide a place for you to live, meals to eat, and a place to be safe through the Medicaid program. But you have to spend down all your assets to qualify for it. Now, most of us are not looking for a way to spend down all our assets just to be put somewhere that we don't get to pick. We want to try and make our assets last as long as they possibly can. And longevity risk is what really hurts us.
Yep.
It, you know, I want to go back to something. And this happened in the early 1880s in the Prussian Republic. Now, today we know that as Germany. In the 1880s, Prussia started trying to figure out how to help its citizens pay their expenses if they live to more than 70 years old. And they eventually adopted a program that said people over 70 years old in the Prussian Republic, they were going to pay their expenses. But you know the big problem? In the 1880s, did anybody live to 70?
Not much.
Almost nobody. Look at today. Come forward 50 years. 50 years forward, we had the Social Security Act. 1935, we established the Social Security system to make sure that when you turned 65, you would have an income paid through Social Security. Do you know what the average lifespan was in 1935?
65?
58.
Good gracious.
So, now today, here's our big problem today. Our retirement is still 65 years old. What's our average lifespan today?
67, 68?
85.
Good God.
So, we've got 20 years. The government has an additional 20 years that we're going to live that they've been kicking the can down the road for. So, our taxes are probably going to go up somewhat, maybe substantially, based on the fact that there are more and more of us living longer, drawing Social Security, and depending on the benefits that we've been promised.
Means I've got some living to do. I've still got life left.
You've got Absolutely. Some living to do. And we got to figure out how to make your money last all the years you're going to live.
That's it.
That's the clue. That's the key. And we encourage you to call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne to learn more. Take advantage of the offer for a complimentary consultation by calling 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
Say 877. I'm sorry, what is it?
251-1984.
You know, we get focused on talking about how we're helping people because that's our job.
Yeah.
Our job is to let people come in and tell us where they are, show us what you've saved, and then tell us, where do you want to be? What's your ideal retirement? You know, sometimes I tell people, close your eyes for just a minute and think of where you want to be in 20 years. It's hard to do. I mean,
everybody's different. You know, there's different stories. There's people that say, I don't want any of this money. I want to give it all to my kids.
Absolutely.
And some say, I don't want my kids to get any of the money. I want to spend my last dime.
Yep.
Everybody's different. So we have to look at what, and everybody needs different amounts. Some say, I don't want all the money. I want some money. Everything's different. So we have to go by what you want and what you need. And then we alter and do a plan just for you.
Right.
And that's what our job is, and make sure, and we look at taxes, make you aware of the tax situation of it, and that's kind of what we do, folks. We love to have one-to-one consultation. As long as it takes, we will work for you. Come in and see us. Just come in and talk to us for a free consultation. It doesn't hurt for that. We're not pushy people. We're not going to tie you down and make you stay there until you do business. We don't do that.
No. The new buzzword for what we do is holistic retirement planning. We plan for your whole life because you're going to live your whole life, aren't you?
Right.
You're going to wake up every day you're alive because the last day you don't wake up, you don't worry about taxes. We don't have to. I assume we don't have taxes in heaven. Who knows? I'm not there yet. But here on, here where we are.
How you know that's where you're going?
Well, I hope so. You know, I hope so. If we, you know, years ago, I listened to a guy say, you can get everything you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want. Now, think about it. If you help enough other people get what they want, if we help enough people look at where they are, put together a plan that we're probably going to change over their lifetime based on their longevity, if we help you do that, we're going to be taken care of. Because when we help people, we get paid. I'm not going to... I wouldn't be doing this for free. Nobody does. So we're here to help people.
Part of it's compassion. I've been doing this for 40 years, Gary, and it's not all about money. It's about helping people. I feel good about when we've helped somebody and plan their retirement, and they leave our office happy, and they know they're secure in retirement now, and they don't have any worries.
Yeah.
About retirement anyway. I mean, that's what we do, and I feel good about doing that. Vicki, what's on your mind this morning? You got anything on your mind particularly you want to talk about?
No, I think you guys are doing a good job. Keep it up. I think you've thrown a lot at us to think about. I mean, you know, you've talked about some of the biggest risk: longevity, inflation, taxes, health care. You know, and then now more than ever, I think it's becoming important that you just kind of regroup and know that you are not alone in having to make these decisions, because we're seeing more and more of the children coming in with the parents and kind of trying to get an idea of exactly what it is that they have, how they can use it, at what point in their lifespan can they use it, what are the benefits, how does it help them. And you know, they really are becoming more involved. You know, I think we might even start seeing a trend with possibly some of the younger generation, and I'm going to say Generation Z, you know, because they are living in a different lifetime than baby boomers, and they should actually be starting to look into a way to secure their retirement income. Even if it's just sitting down and talking with gramps and pop and mom and nanny, and, you know, just kind of getting an idea of what they might have done differently if they had these new options and strategies available to them. Because there's a lot of different things. I mean, we've seen in the economy as it's trying to slowly gain its strength back, you know, we've seen a lot of the employers offer higher wages because they have less people working, okay? Well, you know, you might think living in a country and working for less isn't so bad, because maybe working in a lower paid job might offer some additional benefits that a higher paying job isn't able to offer you right now. Like flexibility maybe with your kids, if you still are trying to help them through school and navigate, maybe they've gone through summer school or trying to catch up from the virtual school because of last year's pandemic. You know, it's also less demanding. A less demanding job might mean that you forego learning new skills and wages and increases. So there are pros and cons to doing that, but this might be something that, you know, the 40s and you know, maybe even the mid 40 individuals might need to start thinking about, because we're going to find ourselves retiring and maybe retiring at a later age if things keep getting talked about in Washington. And we really need to have a plan. We need to have a plan to keep up with the inflation and certainly the taxes. And really, I don't see health care getting any cheaper the time we get older.
I'm glad you brought that up about a potential client bringing their adult children with them. We haven't mentioned that in a while.
Yeah,
or perhaps a widow or widower bringing a trusted friend or an adult child with them to help absorb the information and to learn, and then perhaps to learn how to invest and take care of their own retirement as well.
Well, here's a reality, and we just had a client come in yesterday, and it was a lady that came in with her daughter. Well, the lady is in the early stages of Alzheimer's, and we're going to need, you know, Alzheimer's is getting more and more attention. I don't know what's causing it. Maybe we're lifestyle, diet, who knows? But sometimes we have to have someone come in, and at some point in your life, you are going to need some sort of what we call long-term care. Long-term care starts out as just maybe one of your family members coming in and helping you organize some things in your house or pay your bills or cook your meals. And then eventually long-term care can turn into, well, I can't take care of the house anymore. I need to move into an assisted living facility. Wow, assisted living, it's a wonderful place. You don't worry about the yard or anything. But, you know, I used to think my rent when I was in college at about $300 a month was high. Assisted living, to move into an assisted living facility today, average cost is what, Jim?
About $1,400 a month.
It's about $48,000 a year, so you're a little low. I'd love to find somewhere for $1,400 a month. What about a nursing home? Boy, this is a killer.
I'm talking from experience because I've got relatives in there. So
$100,000 a year, $92,000 a year for a semi-private room, and you know, most of us just don't have the ability to be able to afford that. So stay healthy, one, if you can, and start making small changes. But to start making small changes, you need somebody there that can help you ask the right questions.
I agree, and that's, we've had a lot of that lately Gary, that people want to bring a friend or a trusted friend with them, that's okay. They can come in with them. We don't mind.
Right.
Let them come in and talk to us with them. Just don't try to get your broker in there so he can come in there and see what we're doing.
Of course not.
Well brokers are great at helping you grow your money. That's their job, grow your money. But are they concerned about taxes? No. Now, we don't give tax advice. We rely on our tax strategic partners to help our clients understand what moves and what tax implications they have. But you need different coaches. You need an attorney to talk about estates and how your property is going to pass and how you want things done.
We work in coordination with CPA and a tax attorney. So we,
yes, we do.
We have that at our fingertips if we need it. But we're not one ourselves.
We need
advice.
And everybody really needs, this is a Boy Scout thing, use your resources. Use every resource you can to guarantee yourself that you have the ideal retirement that you're envisioning, that you're dreaming for.
And be prepared. That's a motto.
Be prepared, yes. I'm just thinking about this because we know that you love your Crimson Tide. Love your Crimson Tide. Now, I woke up this morning and I thought, you know, how does Saban make such a good team? I wonder what the first day is like, and I'm going to relate this to retirement. Wonder what the first day is like for a kid coming out of high school to walk in the room and meet Saban for the first time and hear what he says about the Alabama Crimson Tide program. I imagine at first he says, "Congratulations, you're in a great place. We're going to help you be successful, but you got to prepare." Why did Bear Bryant's teams perform so well in the fourth quarter decades ago? They were bigger, stronger, and more prepared. They got in the weight room. In the fourth quarter, other teams were wearing out. We don't want you to wear out in the fourth quarter of your retirement. So preparation. You have to prepare. You have to make a plan, and that's what we help you with.
That's exactly right. Good analogy.
Very good. Thank you, gentlemen and ma'am. Director of Operations, Vicki Miller. Financial Advisor, Gary Garner. And Hall of Fame Financial Advisor, Jim Bird. Good show.
Thank you, Laura.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Take advantage of the offer of a complimentary consultation by calling 625-1226, 625-1226, or toll free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen at the same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.
Are you concerned about the uncertainty of the stock market? This is Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, Alabama. We have safe solutions with higher than average returns because you participate in the market gains, not the losses. And it includes long-term care. Call me, Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Daphne, for a complimentary consultation or to attend one of our free seminars, 625-1226, 625-1226. We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.